broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Call the authorities and turn on the tube. Back Time takes a look at some of our favorite crime fighters who made their TV debuts on September 15th. I was wondering if Kimo Sabe was really Apache for Beavis. The Lone Ranger made his television debut on ABC in 1949. Annoying criminals into surrendering, Columbo first put on the raincoat in 1971. And sitting aside two wheels of justice, Ponch and John made their first California Highway Patrol Motorcycle Division arrests as Chips debuted on NBC in 1977. That's Back Time for September 15th. This is your announcer speaking.
Drunk physicists write equations all over a passed out colleague's face. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. An evening of heavy drinking and hard math led a group of physicists to write several difficult equations on unconscious colleague Dr. Marcus Giles' face and body last night. Many of the advanced calculations produced an answer of 59009, which, when viewed upside down, spells the word boobs. Physicist Dr. Elroy Matterly.
Every time that someone got an equation that where X was less than the sum of zero, then we had to take a shot. And then someone got out a potato gun.
Giles' coworkers say they were close to solving the Riemann hypothesis with lipstick on his cheek, but Giles awoke and smeared it beyond recognition. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Former Elite Pro Athlete who should have stayed retired. During a tearful press conference, you announced you're walking away at the top of your game to be with your family or to spend all day making love to your smoking hot musician girlfriend.
But there's something that you forgot.
You're just a filthy slut for the limelight.
Time to call another press conference, yeah.
So when you see a future Hall of Famer not make the playoffs or a former endurance athlete out of breath putting on his skin-tight shorts, shake your head in disbelief at Mr. Former Elite Pro Athlete who should have stayed retired. A real American hero.
Mr. Former Elite Pro Athlete who should have stayed retired.
Look on the bright side. You might get a Geritol endorsement out of it.
From high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. Susie is here in the house.
Barely.
Yeah. What's the hat? What's with the hat? Did you not do your hair this morning?
It's still soaking wet.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Oh, those extra, like, I don't know, the extra 10 minutes that you get from your snooze button, I pushed about 5 times today.
Really?
5 times too many. You're lucky I showered.
Well, I guess I'm lucky.
Hey, I don't
Thank
care.
You very much.
You're welcome.
I know, I almost didn't shave, but you know what? I can't leave the house not shaved, you know?
Why
so
not?
So it's almost like makeup for women, you know?
I don't care if you don't shave.
No, it's not for you. It's for me.
Why do you care?
Because I don't like the way I look when I'm not shaved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
easy enough.
You know. So how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm actually feeling much better now. I'm starting to wake up. I had, I don't know, I worked two catering gigs this weekend. Mm-hmm. And so combined 2 days in a row, it was like 21 hours on my feet without any breaks.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm pretty physically tired.
But. Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
But you made it to the party, which was nice.
Yes,
we had. Well, our hosts were invited to a party. It wasn't really an LA Talk Radio party, but there were some hosts there and stuff. And you made all the way your way all the way from Venice, which was nice.
I did.
That's awesome. But listen, before we get into that, I gotta tease this thing. Okay?
Okay.
I told you over the weekend that we might land like a really cool interview.
Yes, okay? I remember.
And we did.
Really?
We have the interview with Mr. Andy Taylor, the founder. Of
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
When is this going to happen?
Okay. Now, this is going to happen on Friday, and we're not going to be here.
Shut up.
They're only allowing Thursday and Friday, and I can't fucking believe it.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, so I try to move it to Monday. He says, sorry, we can't do it. I told him, I said, you know, half of the radio industry is going to be in Texas, you know? I mean, so...
Oh, no. Wait, so then we don't have it.
Well, the thing is this, is that I figured, you know what? We can do it remotely if you want to.
Okay.
We don't have to do a two-hour show remotely, but maybe we'll do a half hour or something on Friday.
Okay.
You know?
So would all three of us be conferencing?
Yeah. So it'd be like 12:15 your time on the East Coast. He's calling from New York. So I'll call from Texas, and we'll just arrange it all to have a call that way. Because, look, it's not going to be the same quality, but I figured it's better than not doing the interview at all.
Okay, I'm
down. Are you game?
I'm game. Well, bring it on.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so to our listeners, we're not going to be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but Friday, definitely at 9 o'clock, we'll do a show, even if it's half hour. But we've got to interview Andy Taylor.
I mean,
this is once in a lifetime opportunity.
Oh, my God. This guy's
like gorgeous and talented and everything.
Why can't we have him in the studio?
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe he will. Maybe he'll like the interview so much that he'll come down. But
wow, that's so exciting.
I know. It really is, you know. So,
and of all the times that we're going to both be out of town,
I know,
bullshit.
Man. It's like I didn't even realize it when I first set it up, you know.
It almost makes – we should both cancel our trips.
Yeah. Well, I was going to come back Thursday.
Early.
Yeah, but you actually going mostly for the weekend. I mean,
I'm just going for Thursday and Friday, and then I'm coming back Saturday.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were leaving like on Wednesday or something.
I'm leaving Wednesday at 10:30 at night, but I don't get in until 7 in the morning on Thursday.
So only for 2 days you're going? You might as well stay there the weekend, no?
Well, I've got it's the Crank Mob 1 year anniversary on Saturday night.
Oh, okay. We can't miss that.
No, I can't.
What about if you canceled your trip altogether? Would you be able to do that?
Can't do it.
No, can do.
No, not this late. I already spent $1,000 on my plane ticket.
Listen, I already realized that if I change the plane ticket and the hotel, if I cancel the hotel, mm-hmm. that's a lot of money. That's like 100% you're losing.
I know.
You know, so it's going to cost me a few hundred dollars just to do this interview. I figured, you know what, let's just do it remotely and... you know, it'll be awesome.
Technology amazes me. I have no idea how you're going to figure that one out. But
well, we do shows like this all the time from here, so why can't I do it from Texas?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can do it. I have access to everything here.
That's
remotely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah? You see, you didn't appreciate me enough.
No,
you need to respect
me. I give you a ton of respect. I know you don't believe it, but...
No, I'm kidding.
I don't want to give you too much of a big head.
No.
By giving you too much
credit
here.
Well, I'm getting one anyway. I mean, we're really becoming big. I mean, we've got so many new shows. And we also need to tease for you the show that starts tonight. And it's going to be a nightly show 5 times a week. It's called Sex Stand-Up Rock and Roll Show.
And this
or
is a,
radio.
This
it's
is
like
a Phil Verone and Yvette show?
Phil and Yvette were here last week.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved it so much, they decided they're going to do a show every day. So, I mean, we always welcome daily shows. Of course, we have ones from 9 till 4 every day. And now we're going to have a nightly show as well. And they promised to have the most awesome guests, okay? Like, already I can tell you they're going to have... I don't know who they have today, but later this week they're going to have Gretchen Bonaducci, who kicked Danny Bonaducci out of the house. And that was all documented on their TV series. There was a reality show on VH1 called Breaking Bonaducci. And,
oh, no.
He revealed really himself to be the crazy guy that he is, but I like him. I don't know what it is, you know. Maybe I can sympathize with him because he's just so fucked up. I mean, I'm not really, but I think I am sometimes.
I have never seen you so hyper and so excited as I've seen you right now.
Why?
You're just like, you look like a little kid over there. You're just like,
well, yeah, I mean, fucking shit is happening, you know. What do you want me to say, you know? I mean, it's really exciting, you know, all these things. And now you can hear us on the iPhone so much better because FlyTunes are now FlyCast, and they actually created an iPhone app that you can get at the Apple Store.
Okay.
And it costs nothing, and you can get us on it like immediately. You go in there, bam, the stream starts, and it sounds great. And I encourage everybody that has an iPhone to just go to our main page or an iPod Touch. Exactly. Go and click on the. Yeah, I guess the iPod Touch can do applications and stuff
mm-hmm.
too, right?
Because like, you've got the internet on
it. Like new programs, that's right. So, yeah, if you have one of those, I encourage you to go on the main page. Just click on the picture of the iPhone, and it'll lead you to their site, and they'll and then there's instructions how to download the program and how to listen. So this is amazing also. You know, I've been listening to the radio in the car, to our radio station, and it's amazing. So, you know, so that's another thing. And also they're going to have Mary Carey, who is a porn star that ran for governor a couple of years ago. Yeah, she ran against Arnold.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's got to be, oh my God, that's hysterical.
It really
That sounds
is.
Like one of the characters in my soap opera.
Yeah.
Nikki Newman, you know, she used to be a stripper, and then all of a sudden she married like a billionaire, and then she ran for Senate.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sounds similar.
She didn't get it, but.
Yeah. Well, they probably got the story from the media. Let's see. Somebody's trying to call. Well, they just hung up.
Oh.
Someone is. Oh, there we go again. Bam. They're busy. Good morning, LA Talk Radio. You're on the air with Sam and Susie. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Who's this?
This is your friend. Who is this?
It's Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. How are you?
Yvette, what's going on?
I just wanted to say, Sam, you shouldn't act like you don't love us. When you were given the intro to our show, you acted like, well, they loved it. But you know you loved us as well.
Oh, of course, of course. But that had nothing to do with the conversation, you know? I mean, the discussion... The discussion was that you guys came on, and we had a blast. I think it was one of our best shows.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah,
it was absolutely
you guys were here.
Hysterical. I loved
yeah.
it.
And that's why when you guys came up with the show idea, I thought, yeah, you know, I didn't have to think twice about it because you guys definitely have the personalities, and I know it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's definitely a show that's right in line with the format of the station. You know?
Downright dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are.
Phil's not going to wear pants, and I'm not going to wear a shirt tonight.
Really?
Oh, wait, which seat is Phil going to be sitting in?
In this one, where
what,
I'm
what?
At. Yeah. What? Well, I'm...
Someone's going to have sex in the studio tonight as well.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, it better be me, because I'm going to be here.
Well, you and Susie are there now, so
yeah.
I don't know. You have a webcam, right?
Yeah, we do. No, it's not a webcam. I just use it to monitor the friggin' board.
That is a webcam.
We're gonna do some monitoring for you. Well, it'll be right on the board. We'll have somebody have sex right there.
Really?
Oh my
well,
God.
Well, I'm gonna be here, so I don't need to watch you remotely. I gotta come here and get, I gotta get you guys started. You know, I can't throw you in the water and
Swim. Speaking of being thrown, I have a feeling we're gonna be kicked out of the studio sooner or
yeah,
later.
Yeah.
The other office is down the way.
You have to wear no pants as well.
Well, you better cover that glass window we have in here because people can look through. Maybe we'll put
we'll
a curtain
cover
up.
It up. We'll either cover it up or we'll slam ourselves up against the glass.
Exactly.
Leave ass prints right on it. That would be awesome.
Put our little butt prints on it so people know what's going on in there.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Wake everybody up. That's
awesome. Yeah. To those who just joined us, this is Yvette Marie, and she's going to do her debut show tonight with Phil Varone.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm really excited. I know you guys have prepped for it, and you're ready for it. And
wow, they prep. They're ahead of us already.
Yeah.
We have a website, too, already up.
I know, and people were already visiting from there. Go ahead. Give out the website.
It's good. It's Sex Stand Up Rock and Roll Radio Show. And tonight we have Mia Tyron as our guest, so we're very, very excited.
Okay, and who is she? Because I don't know her, and I feel so dumb.
Remember we mentioned that she's the daughter of Steven Tyler and Liv Tyler's
sister. Oh, that's right. And what's her name again?
It's Mia, M-I-A,
Mia
Tyler.
Mia Tyler. Mm-hmm. Oh, my
wow.
God. And she's coming tonight?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's got a lot going on. So
you know what?
Excited.
I need to change my schedule now. I'm going to start hanging out here from 9 to 11 every night. My God, this is going to be a fucking orgy in here.
You could stay awake now.
There you go. You see, it's not like I don't, but I work, you know. I'll just come and work here, you know.
But
I got to tell you, Susie, Yvette and Paul. Paul.
Phil.
I keep wanting to call him Paul all the time. But Phil.
Paul?
Well, P-L, you know. At any rate, they were here Saturday.
Yeah.
And Yvette came out without a bra, of course, and a very deep cleavage to the point where if she bends over, you can see the whole thing. Well, I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw three quarters of it. And I was walking around here with a raging heart on, and she's just sitting here enjoying herself, you know, seeing me fucking squirming in pain.
Oh, no. I did the
well,
same.
Phil said that we're not allowed to wear bras on the show, so I'm just trying to follow the guidelines that he wants for the show.
Somehow I get the feeling you don't wear bras a lot, period.
This is definitely
no
a braless
fraud,
show.
Right?
Yeah.
No, not at all, not at all. Actually, I was doing I catered a wedding yesterday, and I had to wear a white button-down shirt. And, you know, the one I have is, like, pretty transparent, so I'm obviously not wearing a bra because I don't own one. And all of the Mexican guys in the kitchen, they were just like, Susi, mamacita. They're like, you make me sick. And I was like, what do you mean I make you sick? They're like, I need to go to the bathroom and make myself feel better. And I was like, I don't understand. What do you mean? They're like, your shirt. Oh, Dios mío, Susi. So I carried this into my normal everyday life as well. But I didn't understand. I was like, I make you sick? I was like, I don't think that's a compliment. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And then the other guy had to explain to me.
He was having... You're now going to have all of them in the bathroom constantly, Susie.
Oh, God, it was too funny.
Yeah.
So, all right, you guys, I'll let you get back to your show. I just wanted to say hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Thank you. And thanks for calling. And, of course, again, give out the website again.
It's hold on 1 second.
I know, it's like such a long freaking name. Yes, go ahead, yes.
Also, it's Adam Richmond.
Adam Richmond. And
he's a comedian.
Yeah.
And our website is sexdrugrockandrollshow.com.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't have radio in it. I mean, you guys totally are confusing people because your show is named Sex Stand-Up Rock and Roll Radio. And you made the website say Rock and Roll Show.
I'm sorry, my fault, because we just, you know what, so we're going to go.
Yeah, you guys are crazy.
Stand Up Rock and Roll Show.
Okay, yeah. So
there
it's still different from the name of the show, but never mind.
Close enough.
Maybe we'll change the name
close
of the show.
Enough. It's
yeah.
just kind of the preface of the show that he has going that's in actual clubs throughout the city.
Yeah.
And our radio show, because it's the perfect name to have to kind of trickle off of everything that he has going on.
That's true.
Yeah.
And let us mention to people that Phil actually played drums for, or still plays drums, I don't know, for Skid Row.
No, he doesn't any longer for Skid Row.
Right, for Skid Row.
I actually found him. I was looking through my iPod the other day, and I saw that I had Skid Row on my iPod. I was like, no way. I was like,
wow.
I'm going to listen to some of this shit.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's definitely got the look of a drummer, you know, with all the sleeves and stuff.
Can I tell you guys both, by the way, before you hang up, Yvette, my boyfriend wants to kill him.
Why?
Because he listened to the show, and Phil and I were, like, pretty much all but having sex, like, in the studio.
Yeah.
And so my boyfriend's like, did you sleep with that guy? Did you sleep with him? I'm going to fucking kill him. That's the only reason my boyfriend actually came to the show.
Really?
Or
to the party
on Saturday night.
Really?
Because he hoped Phil would be there. So he could, like, have
oh, my God. Did you tell him that you are going to sleep with Phil, or no?
I'm letting him wander.
Yeah, she's considering.
Yeah.
It'll be a secret. Our secret.
I know, yeah. I know. But of course he's going to listen to the show, so.
There you go.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Then I'll have to be like, it's all just acting, honey, I swear. Really?
Yeah.
You know what a good little girl I really am.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so all right, you guys, well, have a good day.
Thank you,
you
Yvette,
too.
And we'll
and
see you
have
tonight.
Have a good show, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, that's Yvette Marie. And that was nice of her to call.
I know, that was.
That's cool. I mean, they're totally becoming part of the radio station, which is amazing. You know?
I know. And
they're
right,
naturals.
And initially, Phil had sent me a text message being like, oh, you know, I want to have a radio show, but I think Sam fucking hates me. And I sent him one back, and I'm like, absolutely not. He doesn't hate you.
Yeah, why would I hate you? You know. So then I talked to him later, and I said, no, I love you guys. You know, I mean,
I love
you.
That was all me. That was all me. I was the one that was pushing him. He doesn't hate you. You need to call him and get a show. He's like, really? Really? You think he'll let me do it? I was like, absolutely.
Good. Good. Well, I'm glad they called. So there's a lot happening. You know, I just wanted to bring up really quick the fact that There's a weird story. Well, a couple of them, actually. You know George Takei. By now you know George Takei.
Yes.
Because we play his clips here. And to those of you who don't remember, I'll play it in a second. But apparently he and his boyfriend finally got married last night.
Aww.
So, I mean, they've been around for like 20 years they've been together.
Wow.
You know, so I think if anybody, they're entitled to get married, you know. But yeah, apparently there was some protests and stuff going on there.
Aww.
This is the actor that used to be Sulu on Star Trek, and now he's, I don't know what his character's name is, but he's on Heroes. So you can catch him there, and of course he's on Howard Stern every
I think he was killed off on Heroes.
Oh, was he?
I think he fell off a roof or something.
Oh, I see.
I could be wrong. Maybe he pushed someone off a roof.
Uh-huh.
But I vaguely remember that.
Okay. All right, so just to remind you who George Takei is, here we go.
Must be a new one.
Hello. George Takei here. You know, the only thing more gay than me and Brad are the confines the FCC places on terrestrial radio. That's why I tune in to the internet and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's better than sucking cock. Oh my.
All right, so now you know George Takei.
Oh, yeah.
This is a dead-on impression, by the way. There's a couple things. First of all, I mean, this story has stayed in my mind all night, and actually you have the paper there. Let me get the papers for a second. This is about John Lennon, right?
Oh, about him wanting to sleep with his mom?
Well, oh, great. So you have to reveal it to everyone. But it's a little creepy. Okay, a new book claims John Lennon fantasized about having sex with his mother, Julia. The book is called John Lennon, The Life and Parts of an Audio Diary. No. Yeah, what the hell kind of a
read
name?
Read much?
Oh, it's called, okay, John Lennon, The Life. Okay. They didn't put the right punctuation here. Parts of an audio diary that he recorded about a year before his death revealed the hidden secret. On the tape, Lennon described lying on the bed next to his mother when he was 14 and how he later regretted not acting on his feelings.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah.
Talk about some kind of like Freudian something going on.
It's called an Oedipus complex.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is, I don't know who invented the term, but apparently this is when a... it's back from Greek times or mm-hmm. something, and that's when I guess a mythological character killed his father because he loved his mother,
mm-hmm.
so he could be with his mother.
Yes.
So that's the Oedipus complex, and that is a fucking complex, man. I mean, can you imagine?
I mean, come on, you don't want to sleep with
like
your mother?
No, I don't.
Come on,
but,
that nice Jewish mommy of yours.
Yeah, but you know, I got to tell you though, when I was a kid, I always had to like. Tie her bra in the back and stuff. You know, she would ask me to get to the back. And I'd always have to look at these big boobs and stuff, you know. So I think that's where I've developed an affinity for boobs.
Your son is the same fucking way. It absolutely cracks me up. It was so cute that you brought him to this party on Saturday night. Yeah. But it was the funniest thing when Franz told me that Sean came up to give me a hug.
Uh-huh.
And for the listeners, his son is 15. Right. And he kind of comes up to my boobs because I'm tall and yes. he's shorter than I am.
Uh-huh.
So he came up to me and gave me a big hug. And then Franz said as soon as I pulled away, his eyes were just like staring at my boobs.
Yeah.
He was just like locked into them. Like
yeah, you were the highlight of the evening for him, definitely, you know. And I mean, I guess this would kind of embarrass him, but... He says, I wish she'd just take off her shirt so I can see her boobs.
No, he did not.
He said that. And I said, why don't you ask her? He said, well, I've already seen most of them, you know. I said, okay, so there you go. So relax.
I got to leave something up to the imagination.
There you go, you know.
Like St. Louis Steve sent me an email a while back being like, Susie, won't you please send me a picture of you without those pasties on? And I was like, I sent him a message back, and I was like, St. Louis Steve, I was like, you know what? I've got to be somewhat professional here.
Yeah,
we've got to keep this relationship, you know.
Yeah, and stay mysterious and everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we have to leave something to the imagination.
Someone once told me that I had absolutely no intrigue at all because I just came out and said everything and just exposed myself completely. And I was like, no, I do. I was like, you just have to, it's a different kind.
Yeah, exactly. This is radio stuff. This is what you allow people to hear on the radio.
Exactly.
But I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg.
I know. So I wanted to reiterate to you again, we mm-hmm. need to get fucking business cards made, especially you're going to this convention.
I know. And you know what? At this point, I don't have time to order them, so I have to make them at home. And I can make them look professional, but I fucking forgot, and it's the last minute. What happens if tomorrow I leave it, I forget to make them?
I know. You know what I mean? And then I was bartending that party for XM Radio for the USC game this weekend. Mm-hmm. And all of those people, I was talking to them, and I was like, oh, really? You work for XM? I have a radio show. And I was like, oh, really? And they're like, really?
And they
what is
ask
it?
You for cards?
And every single person's let me get your card.
Yeah.
And so instead, I'm writing it on a fucking cocktail napkin. I'm like, oh, here it is. You know what I mean? It looks so unprofessional.
Yeah.
Really
you
does.
Know what? Okay, look. The problem is this. I got a fucking iPhone, but I don't write notes because when I do, I don't check them.
And you've got the memory of a fucking goldfish.
I haven't, exactly. And I haven't developed the habit of checking, like, things to do every day.
Can't you set a little alarm
because
for all
sometimes
these
I don't have to write anything, so I just, yeah, well, I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to figure out mm-hmm. what's a good way to do this. So at any rate,
tie strings. You're going to have like 10 strings tied around every finger.
I know.
And every toe.
You see, that's what I do. It's like, you know, my wife told me here, there's this bill and you have to pay it. Okay. So, I put it in front of my face, right? So I don't forget. But then I keep on postponing it and procrastinating. So then it doesn't matter it's in front of my face because I'm used to it being part of the surroundings now. So what else am I going to do? Hang it around my fucking neck, man.
I do the same things with parking tickets. I'm like, I can't forget. And then next thing you know, you get another list, another thing in the mail, and it's like, you owe us twice as much money now. I'm like, goddamn blood-sucking bastards, I'm going to kill you.
I know. You know, I was listening to the interview that we had Friday with Gigi Garner, and it was pretty fun. I mean, that
She's
was a
really
lot of fun.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I was very upset that you were falling asleep the whole time.
I was not falling asleep.
You were too.
Really? Well, I hope she didn't notice. But you know what? It actually sounded in my voice and my tone. I could tell I was like not... I was drained.
I
did not
exhausted.
Have a lot of energy. I know.
Oh, my God.
I was kind of... I was kind of dozing off. I suppose you're right, you know. Sort of like exiting and keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
like
so
you,
that's
you
why
asked,
I listened
again. You
asked again.
Her a couple of things, like three different times. And finally I called you out on it. I was like, Sam, are you listening to your own fucking questions? You asked her the same goddamn thing 10 times. 10 different ways. Just shut up.
I know, I did
We were like
too,
so
man.
Close to throwing you out of the studio and just having like a power like girl session.
Yeah, I know. Girl talk.
Girl talk.
But she sent us an email thanking us and she thought we were awesome. So
I know, great. I know. She was really great.
Yeah. So that's good. We've been having some great guests, you know. I'm really happy about that. So
I want to have Paris Hilton on the show.
Yeah?
I'm going to work on that.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know what? Actually...
I don't know why I had a dream about it last night. And so I woke up today and I was like, maybe I think I'll make that happen.
Yeah, and how are you going to do that?
I don't know.
Just get in touch with a publicist. That's all it is, you know? I mean, that's what I did. It's just that this time I had, like, contact information with Andy Taylor. So I just contacted them. But, yeah, I mean, they want to do this stuff, you know? They really want the exposure.
You know what would be what'll be
yeah,
so
but,
miserable?
Although Paris Hilton doesn't need much exposure anymore.
exposed at all.
Are you kidding? She got like $1 million for that hair extension thing that she's doing.
I know.
In fact, I knew about it before it was released because I was doing some work for that company that actually signed her on. And $1 million to endorse their hair extensions. But... I guess it'd be worth it. I mean, for Paris Hilton, you know, she's worth $10
million. I know.
Yeah. But you're bringing her up, and apparently she and Sarah Palin wear the same kind of shoes.
Naughty Monkeys.
Is that what they call it? You see, I didn't even remember the name. Naughty Monkey. What the fuck is that?
They're shoes that are designed for, like, girls in their 20s that go out clubbing.
Oh, really?
So they look hot, but they're actually, like, a lot more functional, and they feel pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
That's funny.
I know. I need to get me a pair of those.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. I just like the name, too. Naughty Monkey.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, listen, I had to get, yesterday I got a couple magazines, and then I looked at the National Enquirer, right?
I don't think opened a National Enquirer
Well,
in
I'm
going
to bring it to you, because let me tell you, when we did the show before with the previous co-host, I always brought it in, because I think it's got, like, amazing fucking stories, you know? And stories
That's exactly what they are, stories.
Well, no, I'm telling you, and, I mean, I'll argue about National Enquirer, but I'm willing to tell you that out of all the tabloids... They're ones that are pretty reliable now because they've been sued and lost so many times for libel that they've learned their ways, you know, and they're trying to become legitimate. And they have broken some stories that before the mainstream media has.
Wow.
You know, so I tend to believe that what they write right now is pretty accurate.
Hmm.
But at any rate, so the reason I got it was because on the front cover, it had something about Kirsten Dunst and something about... I mean, they had a terrible picture of her on the cover to convey that she's not doing well. And apparently she's got problems with alcohol or something. I don't know. But I thought I'd get this
whenever you know her.
I know.
She's been going through a hard time lately. And
really?
She's been kind of in and out of rehab. They say for depression and things like that.
Oh.
But obviously, if you're depressed, you know, you're going to try and self-medicate and drink and do all kinds of other things. And that could, you know, kind of manifest itself, you know, in the form of looking like an alcoholic. But... Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate when, like, oh, like, Lindsay Lohan, like, oh, she's in rehab and, you know, she's an alcoholic, or, like, at her age, and it's just ridiculous. You know, these people just have a lot of money and they have a lot of time on their hands and they like to party, so they get fucked up.
Yeah.
That's all it comes down to.
Yeah. I know. But you know what? Lindsay Lohan, you mentioned that, right?
Yeah.
And apparently...
Did you forget already?
No, because you see, that's what I mean. I mean, there's so many things going on in my mind, so you have to forgive me. But I think it's funny, you know, the forgetful radio show host.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Is that like
and
the
one over here
thing?
That doesn't forget? I won't let you forget a goddamn thing.
Yeah, good. You see that's how we match.
I know.
But
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. Apparently, that friend that she's been seen with.
Sam.
Is that her name? Samantha, whatever. Announced that she's going to get married this year.
Really?
But she didn't say to whom. And at the same time, people have noticed a heart-shaped ring on Lindsay Lohan's hand. So who knows what's going on? Her publicist says, it's not what you guys think and everything. But
they're just trying to like hold back the suspense and kind of make everyone wonder and create this whole big mystery around the whole
probably,
thing.
Probably. Maybe they're even generating it. Her own people, you know, trying
probably.
To get some publicity and shit.
Because I was telling you before, she's not doing that well financially right now.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Why is that? Has she been spending her money or what?
She was spending it pretty rapidly.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And she hasn't really been working that much, I don't think.
Wow.
So,
I mean,
when you spend it and you're not making more.
Yeah, but I think if you're Lindsay Lohan, you just exist and you make money. You know,
Paris Hilton exists and makes money. She's really, really good at that.
Yeah, but Lindsay Lohan too, because like you said, she hasn't been in anything.
Have you ever seen, even when Paris Hilton was in jail, like she never looked bad. I mean, she always looks good, always pulls herself together.
That's true.
You know, she might not be the best actress or the best singer or the best whatever, but she's good at doing what she does, and that's existing, and that is, you know, just being everywhere and looking fabulous at all times.
Yeah.
You know, you see Lindsay and Kirsten, and like they get pictures of them and they're just like destroyed looking and miserable. And then they have bad behavior on sets and they show up and they're fucked up, or then they don't show up, or, you know, then they have excuse after excuse after excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And then they become not reliable actresses. Mm-hmm. And then people don't really want to work with them anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Hmm. I mean, there's always someone waiting in the wings to come in and step in and, you know, a lot of directors don't want to work with stars that are doing that and having that kind of bad behavior.
Yeah.
So.
I know. And, you know, talking about stars, I did want to bring this up because this is interesting. They're talking about, they have a list of the most overpaid actors based on what they are paid against what their movies bring in.
Wow.
Okay? So, number one, Nicole Kidman.
I would believe that.
Gets a lot of money, doesn't bring any in. Number two is Jennifer Garner.
Okay.
Okay? And I don't think there's a relationship to James Garner, right? Not
no,
her.
No, no.
Yeah. Number three, Tom Cruise gets paid way too much.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, he
doesn't he have his own production company, though? So he probably pays himself. He's like, I am worth this much money.
Yeah, there you go. But apparently, yeah, he's just overpaid. And when you think about it, he hasn't really had any big movies lately at all.
No, like even like the Mission Impossible 3 and all those other ones, those were kind of flukes.
Yeah. And, that's true. Yeah, but that's amazing to see him on the list, although maybe it isn't because he does make so much money, you know.
Yeah.
Then number four, you have Cameron Diaz at number four. Number five, Jennifer Lopez.
I can't stand Jennifer Lopez.
I don't know many people that can.
Oh, God. I really, really, really can't. She's
especially
just
as
awful
an actress.
And obnoxious.
I mean, she's a pretty good singer, but as an actress, come on.
Oh, God,
you know?
She sucks.
Yeah. Number six is Jim Carrey.
I think he would get some kind of return. Everyone loves comedy, and movies that he's in are so funny.
That's true.
They're
that's
classics.
True. It's just a question of whether they recoup their money, you know, after they pay him, and that's the question here. You know, that not that they get paid too much, but more than they bring in.
Mm.
You know, so and then we have Nicolas Cage, amazingly, number seven. Drew Barrymore, number eight.
I love her. She just makes me warm and squishy and smile.
Yeah. So, well, it's good to know she's overpaid. At least she's worth a lot. Will Ferrell, number nine, definitely overpaid and overrated, I think. Do you like Will Ferrell?
Not at all.
I've yet to meet somebody who likes him, and yet his movies always make it big.
A lot of juvenile boys.
Yeah, probably.
Like his fucking movies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. He's just obnoxious, this guy.
I agree. Yeah. I absolutely agree. There was one movie I actually did like him in. What was it called? Blades of Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That one, actually, I kind of refused to see any Will Ferrell movie for the longest time. And then I had someone bring that over and, like, force me to watch it.
Uh-huh.
And I was, like, really pissed off and angry, like, right at the beginning. But then at the very, very first sign, like, I cracked a smile. And I was just like, oh, no. Then it was all over. That one movie in particular, I really just kind of... That was so fucking funny.
I know. And and rounding off the Kate Blanchett. How did you know?
Because I read minds.
Oh, you looked at it.
I don't forget the things that I read.
Yeah.
Actually, something I wanted to tell you. So one of the girls that I worked with at the party last night, her boyfriend is a reporter for Star Magazine. And so,
but Star is like the National Enquirer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So since we were talking about the National Enquirer, I was thinking he might be an interesting person to interview, and then we could find out like where he gets his facts and how he does all of the checking and like how legitimate these stories really are from a reporter's standpoint.
That's true.
And if he like blackmails people and, you know.
Well, get him on the show then.
I will.
No problem.
I got the girlfriend's information, so.
Yeah. I got to start booking more guests we had coming out of our ears, and now we only have a week. Oh, you know what? Another thing, I have to cancel all the guests for this week.
Oh, Sam, you're such a fucking asshole. If you forget to do this and they all show up this week, oh my God.
No, I'm sure I'll remember and send them an email, but it'd be nice if I did it in advance.
Yeah. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Susie, I'm a fucking basket case, man.
Intern. Don't make me spell it out to you.
No, I know, but it's going to take a while, Susie. It's not like I'm arguing with you about it. It's going to take me a while to find. You know, I need to find some time first to find a school that I'm going to approach about it and stuff. You know? Do you have any ideas?
No, but if you put me on it, as soon as I'm finished with my move, I will do that.
Okay.
Right now, I'm actually kind of stressing and freaking out about everything that's coming up so quickly.
So that means 2 weeks from now. By then, I could find a whole fucking college to work here.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. So that's what I'll do.
Well, let's see if you'll do it. I guarantee it will not be done.
Oh, that's funny. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back right after this. We'll talk about our weekend and whatever else.
If you're fed up with lame, uninspired talk radio, tune in to LA Talk Radio for reverent, entertaining, and cool talk.
When you thought every parody of Snakes on a Plane has already been done, think again. Barack Obama stars in Lipstick on a Pig.
Enough is enough. You can put mother lipstick on a mother pig, but it's still just a mother pig.
Watch the audacity of stupidity from one of the most popular political figures ever, Barack Obama. Lipstick on a Pig.
Yeah.
best morning show on internet radio. It's Sam and Susie in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, now you told me on the break I can't play that song anymore.
You play that fucking song every single time
okay.
we take a break.
Okay,
I have to
right.
apologize to the listeners. And I've been wanting to say this for like the past 2 months, but I was like trying to find a nice way to just be like, I'm like, maybe he forgets that he plays it every day.
No, I don't. In fact, I don't play it every day.
You do play it every day.
I do not
you
play
do
it
too.
Every day. Okay, but the thing is that I love the song. Okay, I think it's got like this European sound that we don't get a lot here. And I happen to like it, so fuck you.
I liked it the first 5 times.
Besides, look, there's people that join us for the first time. They never heard of it. You know, I mean, think of top 40 radio.
It's okay,
you know,
Sam. It's okay. I'm just going to start telling the same story every single show.
Okay. Well, I promise I won't play the song.
That way we'll have a, you know, if we get new listeners every time, you know, the story will never get old.
Okay. So I promise I won't play the song anymore this week. Okay?
This week? We're not here this week. Anymore for the rest of the month.
Okay. No, I'll never play it again. Okay? It's just that I got to tell you something. Okay? Music is really like at a disappointing period for me right now, because there's nothing out there that I like, okay? I open up Billboard magazine, I look at the top 40.
It's shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's all rap bullshit, okay?
I don't listen to any of that rap.
No.
Crap.
So that's what I'm saying. You either have that or you have those really screaming bands and shit, you know? So, so I'm looking for like different kind of music. I miss the 70s,
the same song, the 80s. Every day is not different.
So
I'm sorry, I know I'm being a little bitch over here.
Let
but
me ask you this. If you discover a new song and it really touches you, don't you play it a lot?
Well, I think I'm mildly autistic in that. No, I'm serious. I mean, I've always kind of been this way ever since I was a little girl. You know, I forget how old I was. I don't know, between 8 and 12. I would find a song and I would fixate on it. And I would listen to it on repeat every night from the time I would fall asleep until I would wake up in the morning. My sister, who had a room next door, wanted to fucking kill me. You know, because I would pick depressing songs, too. I would pick, for one, Pearl Jam's Better Man.
Uh-huh.
Can't find a better man. You know, still can't. But and then another one would be Annie Lennox, like No More I Love Yous.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, I would listen to these songs on repeat all night for a year, sometimes more.
Really?
Another one was Melissa Etheridge's Come to My Window,
yeah.
Which is apparently a lesbian song. And
but I guess you didn't force all these songs on the rest of the world.
I didn't force these songs on the rest of the world, which is what you're doing. And I mean, I do it in my own personal life. If someone's stuck in the car with me, I'm like, don't you dare touch my fucking radio. This is my radio.
Yeah.
And I become like a bit of a child about it.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm just playing the song to give people an opportunity to go to the bathroom, pee and everything. And I listen to the music in the meantime.
All right.
Okay.
Do what you gotta do.
No, we'll get some new music. We can get some.
We have all of these guests that we've had on, all these musicians that keep leaving us their CDs.
Right.
And they keep saying, oh, you absolutely have all the permission in the world to play
right.
the songs.
Do you have
play
time to go through
songs.
Them to find good ones? No, I mean, I do. Some of these I play in between shows. You
okay.
know? Yeah. And, but some of them, it's, you know, you have to go through the CD and find songs. Who the hell's got time for it? So, I mean, besides, the songs are just secondary, so we can take a break.
Good point.
Right?
Good point. But I'm just so sick of hearing it in the headphones when
I
come back. I'm sorry. Okay, all right.
No
moving
more.
Right along. Moving
no
right
more.
Along.
No more. Okay.
Do we have a guest coming in today?
Yes, we have a guest coming in about 15 minutes. And
I don't believe you.
No? No, I think he'll show up. He's actually someone pretty a big deal. I went over the stuff they sent me this morning. He's really involved in music and stuff, so
maybe he'll give us a new
song. That would
be
really interesting. Yeah. I mean, look at you. You're looking like totally. Oh man, that's
funny. I know. Sorry. Yeah. I'm making. Oh no, I made a knot.
Well, don't make knots.
I'm trying not to.
So, okay. So we had the party over at Jeff's house this weekend on Saturday night, and
that was a different group of people all mixed together there.
Yeah.
They were,
I mean, the age group, really, it was the whole gamut. You know, I mean, you saw some people that
mm-hmm.
were maybe in their 20s and then some people in their 70s.
I know.
Which was really interesting.
Full spectrum.
But, yeah. But he does know a lot of people, you know. So so that was it.
Is he married? He
usually, no.
Oh, so
no.
He lived there by himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he just moved to this house. He used to do the parties at it his other house. So no,
I was really waiting for someone to fall into that pool.
Really?
That would have made my night if I had seen someone do that.
I know. There was like a rather big jacuzzi. It wasn't really a pool, right? It was a small jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Or a large jacuzzi, let's say. And
or a very small pool.
Yeah.
Kind of in the centerpiece of the backyard, and with like
it can't be a pool. You can't swim in it.
Yes, I could do one. Or I could like do one breast. Pool. I could do one breaststroke before I reach the other side.
Yeah. So I know. I was asking someone, how come they didn't cover it? You know, I mean, in a
well, it looks kind of nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you can cover it with fiberglass though, or something, so you still get the light from it and everything. But yeah, apparently they didn't think about it, and nobody fell while I was there.
Can I actually tell you? I catered this event a long time ago, probably like a year ago, and it was up in Rolling Hills, or mm-hmm.
I've heard
know
of
that
it.
Is.
No, I don't know where it is, but
oh
I've
my
heard of
god, it.
It
was like the ritziest place I've ever been. They actually had like a service entrance. They had 10 different service entrances for varying levels of servers.
Really?
Like if you were the butler, you would go in your one. Like you were pretty high up on the serving entrance. If you were like a delivery person, I mean, you would go all the way at the bottom of the list,
what?
Or with the cleanup crew.
Yeah.
You know, I was somewhere in the middle, like being one of the bartenders. Mm-hmm. I was like, great, I know my place in life, fuckers. But this was for Habitat for Humanity, and it was like Jimmy Carter was there and all these other things. It was a pretty big event.
Yeah.
But they had this huge pool right in the middle of one of these rooms upstairs, and each room kind of had a different theme, and this room had like an Indian theme going on, and all the lights were very dim, and I mean, it was absolutely mm-hmm. the most beautiful thing in the
wow.
world. And this poor woman, this very, very, very heavy black woman, had way too many drinks. And all of a sudden, she just fell face first, like plunging into this pool. And she sunk like a stone.
Really?
And it was pretty deep. I think it must have been like 8 or 9 feet. And it was so narrow that she got stuck.
What?
Yes, she got stuck on the way out. You know, her head was out of water by the time.
Oh, it was.
One of the other servers like jumped in after her to like get her out. But oh my god, can you imagine how embarrassing?
Wow. And that's scary, too.
It's very scary,
you
too.
Know? Wow.
But some people.
Yeah, she got her head above water, so that's good.
I know. Thank yeah. God. But I was definitely waiting for that to happen at Jeff's party.
Yeah. So, well, it didn't.
I know.
So, but there were some very hot chicks there.
Yes, yes.
Did you notice some?
Me.
You?
I'm just
you
kidding.
Definitely.
I'm just kidding.
No, you looked beautiful, and you looked cute, too.
Thank you.
So,
I put on one of my cutest dresses.
Yes. It was cute. And yeah, I've never seen you in a... Oh, I have seen you in dresses, but nothing like that. Not a dress-up dress or something.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's not something I didn't
notice your shoes. Did you have high heels or anything?
No, I had on knee-length fuck-me boots.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kind of like go-go boots.
That's right.
I kind of went with the
That's
dress.
That's right, yeah.
Yes. After you guys left, Franz and I didn't know anyone there, so we ended up going up to the bar, and we were getting four drinks for ourselves at a time, and we're just like, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow.
I made him drive home.
I know. But, I mean, you strike me as someone that, even if you don't know anybody, you can get to know them pretty quickly.
Oh, my God.
So maybe it's because you had him with you. You didn't act that outgoing or didn't strike up conversations with people?
I did, actually, after you guys left.
Yeah.
I was talking to a lot of people. There was this one crazy chick. I forget. I think her name was... I don't know what her name was.
Yeah.
But I was talking to her for a while, and she was telling me she had all these like conspiracy theories about all the men there that were only dating her for her money. And then one in particular, you know, he specifically stalked her to this party.
Really?
Yes, yes. I couldn't believe that. So she asked what I did and how I knew Jeff, and I told her, and so all of a sudden she wants to be on the radio show as one of our guests, and I'm like, okay,
everybody
maybe.
Wants to be. I know I picked up a couple of women there that are going to be guests and stuff.
Sure, your wife goes out of town, you go fucking pick up women.
There you go. Well, they picked
nice
me up. They picked me up, but but no, I couldn't do anything with it, obviously.
Oh, speaking of picking people up, yesterday when I was driving up to Malibu to go work the wedding, there was a guy in front of me who was driving. It was like a Bronco, but it was kind of like an older one, but it had been like redone, and it was kind of, it looks like a safari Jeep with kind of a convertible top, but the top was up. And so it looked really kind of hot, and I was kind of wondering as I'm driving behind it, what kind of man would be driving this car?
Uh-huh.
And so all of a sudden, you know, I cut over into the right lane and I pull up. Totally, totally hot, sexy man.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, you know, I turn and I give him the smile and the wave, and he kind of turns and gives me the smile and the wave back. Not eye fucking, this is just flirting.
Right.
big difference. But so all of a sudden, he's got the cutest dog in the car. Yeah. And so we just kept, like, taking turns driving past each other and going through the traffic, but still smiling and waving. Mm-hmm. So then at one point, he went to turn off into this house on the PCH and park mm-hmm. in the driveway. And as I was driving by, he smiled and waved, and he blew me a kiss. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't stop thinking about him the whole time or the whole night at the wedding. So I actually left him a note on his windshield when I was driving back home last night. Mm-hmm. 9 hours later, I leave him a note. I was like, cute smile, cute dog, cute car.
Mm-hmm. Here's my phone number.
Here's my number.
So, oh, fuck, Susie. Do you realize that nobody else does this? Nobody fucking else. I mean, you're like a man's fucking wet dream. I mean, these guys must think, what the fuck? You know, I must be, like, really hot, you know?
Well, this guy was really hot. Actually, the girl...
Yeah, but chicks just don't do that around
why
here.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking the same thing, but they don't. You know, I mean, people are, like, very very into themselves here. You know?
I think people are just very shy. And I don't know. You need to take chances and put yourself out there, or else yeah. you're never going to...
But it's kind of a cold city in that way, you know? And
well,
I think
I'm here to warm it up, goddammit.
You are. I just hope one day nothing bad happens to you because somebody's going to take it the wrong way, okay? And God forbid, I mean, God forbid, but be careful, please.
I will. Okay? Don't worry.
Yeah, like how do you know? Maybe he's a fucking psycho in the car. That's not how you meet guys.
Maybe I'm fucking psycho. Yeah. Maybe he should be the one that's scared.
Yeah.
Franz actually told me the other day, I was like, what kind of girl do you think you're going to date after me? And he told me that he's not going to date any girls after me ever again because I've turned him gay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Isn't that mean?
Yeah. Well, you castrated him pretty much.
Okay, good point.
Yeah.
Point taken. I
mean, that man, I just feel bad for him. I saw him when you guys came over, and he looks totally like beat up and everything. I mean, he looks like he's been through the fucking mill a couple times, man.
Well, that's just the way he looks all the time.
Yeah.
And I made him shower and dress up for this party.
Yeah. No, he looked presentable.
That's good. Because I bought him those
Except
pants.
Except for the hair, man. What was going on with the hair?
He's got his curly Jufro mohawk on the top.
But it definitely did not look like a mohawk. It just looked like somebody fucking just butchered his hair.
And then on one side, he's got a share cut that was done by one of our friends, and it kind of looks like a waffle. so like little squares are kind of cut out, uh-huh. and then he's got other little squares or little tufts of hair that are growing through the other side. And then the other side was like shaved lines into the head.
Uh-huh.
And then imagine the curly Jufro on top.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah, I didn't notice all that. I just saw...
It's very intricate designs
just
on
the chunks
head.
Of hair here and there.
Oh.
So did he have fun?
Yeah, with the open bar.
Yeah, not his kind of party, though.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to show up all by myself, you
did
know?
Did he want to come, or did you make him come?
I fucking made him come.
I'm sure.
God damn it.
Yeah. I know you wouldn't otherwise.
I was like, you will come, God damn, and you will shower, and you will smile, and you will pretend you're having a good time. And he's like, okay, I guess.
I mean, you guys are so fucking opposites, you know? I mean, so fucking opposites, to the point where I'm just, like, totally flabbergasted. I can't believe you guys can even get along for 2 minutes.
We really only get along when we're not talking to each other.
Really?
Yes. But when we don't talk, it's great. It's
but
the best time ever.
But you seem to be in love. I mean, you were all over him at the party. Yeah.
What is love?
Susie's
what is love.
Yeah.
No, but this definitely has an expiration date, and that's September 30th. So.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. So you're already out on the lookout for new ones.
Always.
That's why you live in your fucking number with strangers.
Actually, I did that for a friend of mine. She's very lonely. Okay, yeah. It's me.
But you know what? Actually, I'm thinking about it. When I was young, this used to happen to me too. I remember when I was just 17, when I was getting like my first or second job in Vegas, I got a job at the Stardust Hotel. And I was a fucking busboy. Okay, but I was 17.
Yeah.
So... Then this chick was hired, and she comes on the floor, and man, did she have some nice boobs and everything. And we were flirting and all that, and she left a note on my car.
Aww.
And man, that was, I can't remember exactly what it said, but something like you were very cute or whatever. And we ended up having sex, you know, I mean, a couple times, and it was amazing.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, so, and then the woman I married the first time, when I first met her, she had left a note on my car, too.
Really?
So I don't know what it is with you
girls.
You
married a note leaver?
A note leaver, yeah.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah. But we had sort of, like, met already, you know, so, like, one time or something. you know, it's a long story, but
most of the men that have left me notes in my life, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I shouldn't be a note leaver. But there was no other way to, like, get that guy's, like, you know, to kind of, to make sure I see him again.
Right.
But I don't know, back when I was working in Malibu, I'm telling you, I used to get notes left all the time, like,
really?
In the check presenters.
Yeah.
Like, this one guy, like, wrote me all this poetry and everything else. And people would just leave, like, the craziest notes.
Yeah.
They're just like, you are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Oh, your smile just brightens up the room and this and that. And they would all leave their number. Mm-hmm. But some of them got, like, kind of creepy about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So maybe note-leaving isn't the best. I'm going to have to rethink my strategy.
Yeah, now
here.
You're thinking about it.
Maybe I should just put my phone number in the back of my car.
Yeah.
Or make, like, a big sign that I could, like, plaster on the window.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you see, I think you like to be the one chasing, you know? I get the feeling, you know? Because I think when guys are after you, you're not that interested, you know? You're going after ones where you have to make the first move.
When I was in kindergarten with my saddle shoes and my little Catholic schoolgirl skirt, I remember chasing this one boy. He was in seventh grade. And I chased that boy, Kyle. I chased him all around that playground to the point of where I finally caught him. I didn't know what to do. And so I kicked him in the shins, and then I pushed him down and gave him a big kiss. And so I guess I've always kind of been the pursuer.
On the prowl.
On the prowl. Yeah. Row. Row. Oh, Christ, I don't know.
Yeah. So you're still tired?
Not so much tired as, like, extremely overwhelmed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
And I don't know how to deal with being really overwhelmed because I've got so much to do.
Yeah.
And it's like I can't decide if I want to move now, mm-hmm. like before I go to Boston, mm-hmm. Or what?
Don't do it now.
Why not?
Because it's going to be too stressful before the trip. Why don't you do it after you come back?
Because Franz's father is coming into town tomorrow, and they think that they're staying at the apartment.
He's staying there.
And I told them last night, and I sent his father a text message saying, you know, I've got too much going on. It's too small of an apartment. You know what I mean? You guys really need to make other arrangements. Franz didn't even, like, run this by me in the first place. And on top of it all, I had asked him to take care of the cats yesterday while I was gone, like, all freaking day working. I come home, the place was absolutely trashed in a shithole. He hadn't left the house all day. You know, and I was like, you know what, if you don't respect me and, like, you know, my wishes and you haven't even paid rent, you know, fuck you. Mm-hmm. You know, what kind of person is your father going to be? Like, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to have two of you in my apartment not respecting my things and, like, messing everything up and leaving the place a shithole with dirty dishes in the sink, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, I kind of want to, like, get everything out before his father gets here.
Yeah.
Because then what if he does end up coming and staying in the apartment anyway? Because that might
you
happen.
See, I mean, you're becoming, like, so helpless here. I mean, this is not... This
well,
can't happen.
Stuck.
It's your fucking house. People can't stay there just because they want to. You can't just fucking go in there and squat in somebody's house. No, listen to me. Listen to me. Take his fucking key away, all right? And you say no, and, you know, talk to the manager. Does the manager live on the premises?
No.
Oh, okay. Just tell him. Tell him if I find out you were here, I'm gonna fucking report you for trespassing, you know, and for whatever. It must be criminal in addition to civil suit. So it's pretty fucking.
It's just like exhausting and overwhelming and frustrating, and it's just like I just want to move all of my stuff and get it out to my new house. That way, you know, everything will be safe and good. But here's the other thing: I've got these two foster kitties. And my new roommate doesn't necessarily want these cats.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She already has her one cat, and who knows how that adult cat will react to these two little cats. It can potentially kill them.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Big cats that are territorial of their house and their owner, and then all of a sudden a new little furball comes into your life.
Wow.
And these guys or her cat is a big hunter. Mm. Goes outside and kills things all the time.
Yeah.
So I kind of, like, need to keep my old apartment. I don't know. So I'm just very, very overwhelmed right now, and then going back to Boston. And I've got a biology test today that I haven't really studied for yet, and a math test on Wednesday.
Wow.
So I'm like, just pulling out my hair, it all ends.
Yeah.
So,
well, you
gotta, on that note,
look,
I gotta go.
Pull back. You gotta pull back and ask yourself, okay, look at your life right now, and you have to analyze, how did I get to this point, okay? How do I get to the point where I'm afraid somebody's gonna squat in my house, and I feel totally helpless about it?
I get this way by being too nice.
Why are you too nice? Do you want to be liked and loved?
No, I'm a nurturer, and I think if people need help or if they need somewhere to stay, then I have a place to stay. You know, I should.
Yeah, but it fills you with resentment. So where's the nurturing?
Well, after a while, it fills me with resentment. But initially, I think, okay, I'm helping this person out. You know, they need help. They're in a bad spot. If I'm in a bad spot, I hope that someone will return this kindness one day.
No, absolutely. But then you realize what situation you're in. You know, why stay? I mean, it baffles me. I mean, I don't understand. You know, I mean, you got to ask yourself that, because what's going to happen is you'll repeat the same mistake until you learn that lesson. You know, whatever that lesson is, but you got to, you know, maybe not to to care whether people like you or not.
It's not a matter of whether people like me or not, because the people that usually are squatting, I could care less if they like me or not. Yeah. But I'm just trying to do.
But I think usually when people say, I can't say no, it's because they just want to be liked. They don't want people not to like them.
Okay, for instance, over Christmas this past year, I was doing a catering gig at Loyola Marymount. And so the guy, I was doing a bartending gig with this other guy that I'd never met in my entire life. Mm-hmm. But I knew I was going to be away for Christmas for 3 weeks. So all of a sudden, this guy, he comes up and he's like, hi, my name's Sean. You know, I'm going to be the other bartender today. And I was like, hi, Sean, how are you? Nice to meet you. And he's like, oh, don't ask how I am. He's like, I'm freaking out right now. My house, you know, I'm having to leave, like, in 3 days because it's full of mold. And so I was just like, oh, no, mold is very dangerous. That's awful. I was like, you know what? I'm leaving in 3 days to go to New York for Christmas. Like, why don't you stay in my apartment for 3 weeks?
Oh, man.
I've met this man for 5 minutes, and I was handing him a key to my place, being like, mold is very dangerous. Yeah. You don't want to have mold in your lungs. It could kill you. And I'm handing him the fucking key to my place.
Yeah.
And this was after I had a girl like staying on my couch for 4 months, and I had just gotten her out the week before.
Yeah. You're officially a fucking lunatic.
I know.
I'm telling you.
I just don't like to see people that are in need that need help, and I can
help
them.
Yeah, but it's not up to you. You're not fucking Mother Teresa. You have yourself to worry about, you know? I mean, look, I'm not saying not to help people, but look where it got you.
I know.
You know? I mean, that is like a terrible situation, you know, to be afraid that somebody's going to sleep in your own house when you ask him not to?
I know.
I mean, come on, Susie. So just, I mean, look.
And all I asked that guy, Sean, to do, all I asked him to do, I was like, will you just do me one big favor? I was like, I've got a wall mount and my flat screen TV. I was like, you're a boy. I don't do these things. I was like, are you any good at that kind of thing? He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I've got a stud finder and everything. I was like, well, while you're there, would you mind mounting the TV on the wall? Mm. And he's like, sure, that's no problem. That's like more than enough,
really?
You know, of an exchange. I come home, the TV's not fucking mounted. It's not fucking on the wall. Instead, like the pieces to the mount are like scattered all over the kitchen table. And the TV's like on its side. I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Never saw the guy again.
Oh, man.
The things that I do.
Yeah, what are we going to do with you, Susie?
I don't know.
Yeah. Where the hell's the guest? Everybody's late lately. I don't know what's going on.
Are we going to go here again? Why don't you play that song again?
You want me to play it again?
You're irresistible.
You're fucking terrible. You're terrible.
Oh my. Do-do-do-do-do-do. You would have slapped me. I'm sorry.
But let
me
tell you, there were some big temptations at that party for me.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Like who?
It took a lot of effort for me to go home without anybody other
please.
Than my son.
Oh, please.
Susie.
Who?
There were some hot chicks there.
There was one that I thought was kind of cute who was wearing that red little plaid skirt. There were two plaid skirts, not the one that was wearing the long one, but the one that was wearing the short one with the leggings underneath.
I don't remember that.
Well, she was the only hot one there.
Oh. Well, I don't remember what any of them looked like. I just remember they were hot.
Oh, my God. But, well, it's not like you were drunk.
I know, and it was so easy. You know, I mean, it's just like a couple of different girls walked up to me, and we started talking and stuff, and I thought, fuck, you know?
Maybe they were like me and they were just being nice because they saw you standing
you see,
by
that's
yourself.
The thing. That's
they didn't
the thing.
Necessarily want to take you home and fuck you.
You see, but you're at a party, though. You don't know that. I mean, at parties, I think people expect to hook up, you know?
I don't
and,
know.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that they would, but you know what? I'm sure if I wanted to, I probably could, you know? But, so, I mean, I'm proud of myself for having that kind of willpower.
You're married. You have to have that kind of willpower.
No, you,
you
don't
should.
Have to have anything.
But
okay?
You should.
Well, I do. You see, I've always prided myself in not having cheated and not wanting to. No.
Ever?
Ever.
Really?
Ever.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wish I could say the same.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, as opposed to some other people I know, I have certain values.
Hey, screw you. I have values, too. I just kind of reached the end of my rope, and when I'm done, I'm done.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
And it's breaking up is just so unpleasant.
Yeah.
That's so I try and be so awful that I make the person want to break up with me. But they, sometimes it doesn't work that way.
No.
Yeah. I just don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So you, instead of breaking up with someone, you'll go and have an affair, so then they'll break up with you.
I don't really like the word affair.
Okay, cheating.
I don't really like that word either.
Okay, fucking around.
Because I have a lot of integrity when it comes to cheating, like in school. I really don't do it ever, yeah. ever. I take a lot of pride in my
no,
work.
No, not cheating at school, but, you know.
But so I don't know why I find it different, like cheating in school or cheating on a boyfriend.
You don't find it different?
I find it very different.
Oh, okay.
I would never cheat in school.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said you wouldn't cheat at school. So you don't. So you wouldn't cheat at school, but you cheat on a guy.
Probably.
Yeah, wow.
Definitely.
Yeah. Heartless bitch.
I don't know. If they deserve it, why not?
Well, we're going to take another little break because I don't see that they're showing up on time anyway. But
play a different song for
a
God
different
sake.
Song. Okay. What fucking song? Okay, all right. We'll play another song. Okay, I promise I'll find you some new songs next time. Okay.
I'm going to bring my iPod in. Can you play my iPod?
Can I play your iPod?
Yes.
You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Are we in an elevator, Sam?
Why? What are you hearing?
Because that last fucking song was elevator music. Jesus Christ.
All right. Okay, I got you now. It's just that we had a whole bunch of songs before you came on board, and we played the shit out of them, too. So, you see, we're limited because we can only do, like, royalty-free music. So, it's not like we can play just any song. I mean, we have to buy these songs and stuff. So, another thing I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the business cards and the interns and...
I'm going to write you a whole little to-do list.
And the bills.
Forget the bills. That's the least important.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up this thing. I hope it doesn't bore you too much. But the economy is like today, it's feeling like it's fucking going to collapse. And let me tell you why, okay? Look... I know you're bored, okay? But look, a company called Lehman Brothers, okay, which is the largest investment banker, announced that they're going into bankruptcy. Now, you don't think it's interesting or important, but let me tell you this. This is affecting Wall Street. Like, I mean, the stocks are just like fucking on the floor today. You know?
Yeah.
And I know you don't give a shit, but it's affecting you and me because it's affecting the economy. And you see, Wall Street, the stock market, is what they call a leading indicator. Okay, and that means whatever happens there is probably predicting what's going to happen to the economy.
So long as the sun comes out the next day, I'll be fine.
So you need to worry about this, okay?
I know.
All right.
I took all my money out of the stock market, though, so I really don't care.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you.
That's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. You see, that's how you feel about the whole thing. So that sucks. And then Merrill Lynch is being sold to Bank of America. Again, you know, Susie, I mean, it's not stuff
to
that
Bank
I check
of America?
In. Yeah.
I thought Bank of America was having all these financial problems.
Well, apparently not. So for $50 billion. So, I mean, obviously there's
Bank
problems.
Bank of America
there.
Isn't like giving out student loans to anyone because they were having like such a difficult time last year.
Really? Well, maybe they thought if they merged with Merrill Lynch, then it's going to help them. I don't know. I mean, look at Sirius and XM. I mean, they've waited 15 months to merge because they couldn't get the permission from the government. Finally, they did, and they merged. They're both losing money. Now they're both losing money together. You see?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so what's the point, you know? But
well, good. Hopefully they'll crash and burn and it'll all be internet radio.
Oh, it will be. Trust me. I mean, they're under so much fucking debt, it's not even funny. Like, you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars that they're in debt, you know? And here we are, can produce radio shows probably better than theirs, you know, on a dime.
I know. It's wonderful.
So we are out to kill. World domination. Nothing short of that.
Exactly. I want to tell you about my bicycle ride on Friday night.
Okay.
I told you on Friday.
Was it different from any other bicycle ride?
Yes, this one was a themed ride. It was the prom ride.
Uh-huh. So, that's right. You were telling us about it, so go ahead.
Yes.
So what did you wear?
Well, I started working for another lady that I'm going to be nannying for on Friday as well after I left the show. And I just absolutely love the kid, first of all. He's so, so, so cute. I just want to eat him up.
Do they know you're on the radio and their whole life is going to be known to the world?
Yes. They don't know that extent.
Yeah.
But they do know I'm on the radio. That was one of the first things that the other mom who actually, you know, got me this job told her. Uh-huh. She was like, you know, she's got this radio show and she described it. She's like, it's a little racy. That's what I'm going to say, racy, yes. And so that's what the woman came up to me and she said, she's like, oh, Andrea says you've got a radio show and it's racy. I was like, that's one way to describe it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually raunchy and sexual and
just
dirty.
Downright wrong. But yeah, so anyway, she had just moved into her new house and she was going through boxes and unpacking things. And she brings out this like bridesmaid dress, this long, like flowing, like silky dress. And I was like, what are you going to do with that? She's like, I have no fucking clue. She's like, it's a bridesmaid dress. I don't know what to do with it. I was like, well, do you mind if it gets trashed? And she was like, no, why? I said, because I actually was going to have to leave here tonight and go to Goodwill and look for, you know, a crazy, you know, 80s, like, prom dress. So that would actually be perfect. And so she ended up being like, fine, take it.
Wow.
And it absolutely fit like a glove.
Really?
Yes, it fit so perfectly. It looked like...
So she's got a body like yours?
Well, she's pregnant right now, so her boobs are swelling a little bit more. And
no, is that the dress she wore at the prom? Is that what you?
No,
me?
No. This was
it's just one that looked like it would.
Yeah, it was. It's a bridesmaid dress.
Oh,
so, you
I
know,
see.
It's
okay.
kind of like satiny and silky. Yeah. It looks like a prom dress.
Wow.
But it actually also everyone said I looked like Belle from Beauty and the Beast, and then Franz is my date, so everyone was like, "You look like Beauty and the Beast."
Beauty and
so I was like, "Oh, you guys are so sweet." But then I also got best dressed at the prom.
Really?
At the prom bike ride, yes.
Wow.
I was very excited.
Did you win anything?
No.
Oh.
Didn't win anything.
So you were riding a bike in that dress?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That must have been a fucking scene. I wish I could have been there.
There were probably about 200 of us that ended up showing up for this ride. Like, we only thought 100 were going to show up. But it ended up being fucking hysterical.
Sure.
I mean, cars were, like, driving by, and they're like, what are you riding for? Like, what is this cause? And we all yell back, we're like, prom!
Yeah.
And they're like, prom? You're riding for prom? Like, that's not a cause. Like, that's not a fundraiser to, like, you know, you're not riding for hunger or for this.
Yeah.
We're riding to get fucked up and wear prom dresses and just be really fucking silly.
Yeah. Yeah, they must have thought these cyclists are crazy.
I'm telling you, like, the looks that we get from people are priceless, absolutely priceless. And then if we come to a red light at a huge intersection, we'll swarm all of the cars and we'll, like, fill in front and we'll fill in on the right and the left side of, like, you know, an 8-lane highway of cars here. And we're all just in prom dresses, like, drinking whiskey out of flasks that we have taped to, like, her inner thigh. But, yeah, it was pretty amazing.
That's funny.
I know. God, I love these rides.
So, and what's this ride that's coming up that you were telling my son about?
Oh, yes. I've got to plug this one, too. Go to Midnight Riders, MidnightRidaz.com. And the ride is called Crank Mob.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it started, you know, as a small group of people that just wanted to get dressed up in crazy fucking costumes and get fucked up and ride bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's grown upwards of 500 people that just get together on the first Saturday after the third Friday of every month. Did you get that?
Now, who's the one that fucking planned it like that?
I don't know.
The one that picked out the name Riders with 8ZZ.
Riders.
Yeah. But, the same person, I'm sure.
But so I invited your son and you to come, and this is, you know, we don't discriminate. We've got all ages, all shapes, all sizes, you know, everything, all different kinds of bikes. We've got freak bikes. We've got tall bikes. We've got small bikes.
Yeah. Does anybody have those bikes where one wheel is much bigger than the other? Remember those old
ones? Yes.
Really?
We have people that ride on those, too. I actually forget what they're called.
How do you get on top? Do you have to have, like, a little stool to step on or something?
Nope. You just kind of straddle it and step on the pedal, and you hold your hand on the steering wheel. Or not the steering wheel, on the handlebar.
Yeah, how can you reach? That's what I'm saying. Look, in the original ones that you see in the books and stuff,
Sam,
you didn't reach the floor.
I will show you personally on Saturday.
Okay.
Not this Saturday, the following Saturday, how to do this. Actually, I've got a couple scars on my leg from, like, getting on. Well, not so much getting on these things, on these tall bikes, but getting off of them. I fell into a grocery cart once from the top of one.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't so good. Luckily,
the funniest fucking bikes. I mean, why did they have... I mean, who's the smart guy that invented them like this in the first place, you know?
I don't know.
Why couldn't they have just figured, let's make both wheels the same size?
Well, we actually have workshops where people get together and make the freakiest bikes you could possibly think of.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And the hard thing is you've got to make them street legal, which is the most difficult part, because a lot of the bikes, you have to be able to put one foot down. In order, if you're riding your bicycle,
that's right. Otherwise, what the hell would you do? I mean, it's not just
you
the
do
law.
A track stand.
Yeah.
What? That's what you do.
Okay.
We're all, like, very good cyclists. We don't have to put our foot down if we don't have to.
Oh, okay.
It's like leaving the car, like, just hovering, kind of in neutral. You know
okay.
I mean?
Well, excuse me. I'm talking to a fucking pro here.
You're gonna find out when you come, and so is Sean. So you promise you're gonna be there. You don't have to stay all night.
No, I never promised.
Well, Sean's gonna
never
be there.
Never promised. I'm probably not gonna be there.
Yes, you are. Don't
no,
be such.
Not.
Don't be so boring. I'm serious. It's like 10 o'clock at night.
Don't be so
Sam
boring.
Sam turns into a pumpkin.
Thank
Aww.
You.
I'm serious.
Thanks very much.
Well, you never come out with me at night. I always invite you out to these things, and you never come.
Excuse me. I do sometimes.
Okay, fine. Sometimes.
Right?
The one party on Saturday night, because that was like a block from your house.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only reason you came.
Where else? Did we go anywhere else before?
No.
No. Okay. Well, we'll have to. That's right. You went to that party on your own where Phil was.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, you know, bikes.
This is the biggest party of the year. You have to come.
All right. Well, you know, there's a lot of people, right?
Yes.
I don't like a lot of people because then you have to stand in line and stuff for things.
There is no line.
Yeah. But, you know.
What do you need at 10 o'clock at night? You bring your alcohol with you. You bring your pot with you. You keep it on your person. And you just come and you socialize and get fucked up. But speaking of not liking being in crowds and a lot of people, so Saturday, was it Saturday morning? Yeah, Saturday morning, I woke up and I had to do another catering gig. And so my girlfriend, Chase, sent me a text message being like, oh, my boyfriend's in town, and he's making me go to some silly football game or watch some silly football game at a bar with all of his friends. She's like, will you please come? And I sent her a text back, and I was like, ha ha. I was like, that sucks. Ew, he's making you go to a football game? I was like, oh, that's disgusting. And so then I go to meet up with the catering company people, and I was like, okay, guys, what are we doing today? Like, private party at whose house? They're like, no, actually, we're going to the USC football game. I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Yeah, I hate football more than anyone in the world.
Really? Why?
And I think I'm going to have to tell Helena, the owner of the company, these things, because I think she thinks that she's, you know, doing me a favor by sending me to something that might be potentially fun for most other human beings. Little does she know that it's torturous for me. Yeah. All those fucking idiots, I swear to God, they're running around in their red and their gold colors and their tights and, you know, they've got these stupid fucking hats on. It says Trojans. And I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. And they get drunker and drunker and drunker. And they're all just yelling at each other. They're like, oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. We're going to fucking beat you. Yeah. And everyone's just like dumber than the next person. You know, God, it was absolutely torturous.
Yeah.
But the only good thing was that it was with XM. And I got to plug our show quite a bit.
Good.
So.
Good. Well, if they come to us, we're not willing to do a show there.
Oh, no, absolutely
We've
not.
We've got a station.
Absolutely not. Well, I made a passing comment to them. I was like, yeah, check out the show and you know, go to my website and give me some feedback. I'd love to hear what quote-unquote real radio people have to say.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, we're not real radio. Oh, no, definitely not. They're like, your show is probably more real than ours. And I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. Definitely.
Yeah, we are real fucking radio.
I know, okay? I know.
All right.
No one else has listeners in Finland.
I'm telling you, they listen a lot from Finland. Where else?
Do they even speak English over there? Like, how do they understand us?
Well, obviously they do if they're listening. I mean, some people do, I'm sure. It's Europe, you know?
I know.
Every country knows how to speak English.
Or at least understand it.
Do you know that at one time there was an attempt to make a global language, one language for everybody?
Really?
It was called Esperanto.
That was the language?
Yeah, that was the name of it.
Whose great idea was this?
I don't know.
Esperanti?
I don't know that much about it, but I do know that it was an attempt to make everybody speak the same language. And but eventually, I guess, English took its place.
Whoa.
And so mostly, yeah.
Where'd you hear about that from?
Oh, a long time ago. My dad told me about it. Yeah. No, it's true. It's real.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, maybe we should do a Google search on it.
I know. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Esperante?
Esperanto.
Esperanto.
Yeah.
Huh.
Whatever. Yeah. But no, English is a cool language. People speak it. When I go to the Netherlands, everybody speaks English there, you know.
Because you just go to the Netherlands all the time. Except
when you go outside. Yeah. Well, I've been there three times already in Amsterdam, you know.
Oh, God, I need to go
My
to Amsterdam.
My favorite place.
I really need to get to Amsterdam one of these days.
You do.
Oh.
You do.
Can we broadcast remotely from Amsterdam?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
It's
Sin City of Europe. That's the Las Vegas of Europe, but 100 times more, you know?
But not, like, trashy. I don't want to say that Vegas is trashy, but...
No, not trashy, but Sin City, you know, where people go for sex and drugs.
But
and
I imagine it being, I don't know, more charming and quaint.
Well, it is. I mean, it definitely is. It's a lovely city, Amsterdam, you know? You got all the museums and everything, Van Gogh and Rembrandt and all these, and Anne Frank's house was very moving. And it's just a beautiful city. I mean, it's all canals and stuff, you know, so you take a boat around the canal.
It's all canals? I didn't know that.
It's all canals, yeah. And they're going like in half a circle, you know?
Why a half circle?
Because okay, just imagine if
they only go around and around.
Well, they start like at the beach, and then they go around, and they come back to the beach, so like in a U shape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like a horseshoe.
Yeah. Well, horseshoe, but many of them, you know, like, what's the word, concentric rings or something like that? I think that's the word, you know, like the way it is, Yeah, concentric rings or something, whatever the fuck. But it's just like one canal after another, and they're all U-shapes.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll have to look at the map, you'll see. And it's really awesome, you know. So, yeah, it's mostly, it's a city that's under sea level, you know. It's under sea level. So, in other words, it could get flooded very easily.
You know? I know so, nothing about it.
Yeah. So, you build, like, levees and stuff like that for it not to be flooded. You know, that's what they have in Louisiana and stuff, you know.
Obviously so not working so well.
And that's why they call it the Netherlands, because it means the lower lands, you know, and it's very, very flat there, you know. So that's our lesson in geography for today.
Yeah. Concentric circles.
Yeah. So OJ's trial is starting today for the bullshit that he did Vegas.
What now again? Enlighten me.
Okay. What happened was a few months ago.
I'm not up on my current events.
A few months ago, OJ Simpson and a friend of his break into a hotel room.
What?
Guns drawn. And they demand that the guy give him like merchandise he had in his room. And OJ claims this is stuff that he used to own and it was stolen from him. Now remember, OJ had a lot of shit, but he had to give up everything pretty much that he had. So this guy's like picked up like you know, memorabilia from that belonged to OJ, and he's selling it now. I would imagine he got it in an honest way. You know, it wasn't like stolen or anything.
Yeah.
But OJ walks in, you know, barges in, blames him, and takes the stuff. Yeah. Now that's very illegal to do, obviously,
yes.
Right? So he was arrested, and now he's on trial for that in Vegas.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So
what is wrong with that man?
Well, he's a fucking mess.
He's going to take the law into his own hands and do things that way.
I mean, just think about this. When the whole world hates you and is against you, what do you do? You know, you go and you do stupid things, you know? It's just
I think
you.
He's got a lot of people in his corner, though, strangely enough.
Not that many. Not that many. Only people on the fringe, I think, you know? But
well, if you continually do shit like this, I mean, obviously it's showing some massive character flaws.
Yeah. And he's still in a fucking dream. Apparently, he gave a thumbs up before the trial.
What?
Know, this morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's so sure he's going to get out of it again. And you know what? His attorneys are already fighting it as a racial thing, I think.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
Please.
No, they'll go for it. Whatever the fuck they can do, they'll do.
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, that's well. That's just ludicrous.
Yeah. Look at this headline. Dog dials 911, barks, saves owner. I mean, I would read the story, but it's a video.
You know? Oh, my God.
What, is that amazing or what? A dog fucking dialed 911.
I don't believe it for a second.
I don't believe it for a fucking second, but it's on CNN.
I can't. No, I can't. No, no, no. I don't care. I don't care what CNN says. That's not possible.
But you know what? Some dogs are fucking smart. I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know that they're this smart.
They can't pick up a telephone like with their paw. Yeah. That's just not physically possible.
And press the buttons.
Well, they might be able to press the buttons if the phone was somehow, I don't know. But they can't pick up a fucking phone. They don't have a thumb.
Well, but maybe they don't have to. If it's sitting on the table, they, you know, they just pull it to the floor and step on it. But, come on. 911.
No. Not possible.
Maybe by a fluke. Even by a fluke, what are the odds? You know, out of 9 numbers on the phone, you know, who knows how many millions of combinations, and he would dial 911.
I think you should play the video. See what it actually means and what it says.
I know, that's true, huh? Okay, let me load it while we're talking, and then we'll see if we can play it. Sometimes the videos don't play on here, I don't know. And they have commercials in the beginning always, so we'll just let it slide for a moment. But, how is that possible?
Sorry. I haven't the slightest idea.
Yeah. Do you think it's for real? It's got to be. It's not April 1st today, right?
No.
Not April Fool's Day.
For the last, like, 3 years on April 1st, I actually lost my voice completely.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I have no idea why. I wasn't sick. I just completely had total laryngitis. And for 2 of those years, I was actually, or no, all 3 of them, I was actually bartending at my old bar in Massachusetts, which I'm really excited to go back and see.
Yeah, that'll be awesome, huh?
I know.
Yeah.
But the only problem is I got too many people to go and see at one time.
That's why what you should do is, you see, this happened to us when we went to Israel and stuff.
Yeah.
What you do is you have everybody come see you.
You know?
And then it takes less time. So you do like a party or something at the bar or something like that.
Yeah, but that would work for for a certain group, but I have so many different groups of friends that they don't really all mesh that well together.
Yeah.
And all of these people individually think that they have a right to my time, my individual time.
Yeah.
And like they get kind of possessive of my time. It's kind of weird. I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah. No, I know. You know what? When you have good friends and then you move away, they still view you as a good friend, you know, and they expect you to be there.
I know. I actually got a phone call from one of my old customers and a good friend of mine. You know, I dated his son briefly, and then his daughter was my roommate for a while. But so he called me, and he's like, I can't stand my daughter anymore. I'm leaving her, and I'm adopting you as my new daughter, Susie. I was like, how many scotches have you had? 27 scotches. And I was like, 27, really? Really? Is that very good for your health? It's fine for my health. When are you coming home? I hate your radio show, by the way.
Oh,
and I was like, what? Why do you hate my radio show? Because you've got so much more to offer than just your boobies. I was like, you
sound... Well, tell him I am. I am offering a lot more than my boobies.
I'm offering everything.
Apparently he wasn't listening that closely.
I know. No, I think he just listened to like the first or second show and was just kind of shocked and horrified because he viewed me in such a daughter-like way.
Yeah, so, well, you just make a list and try to see as many people as you can, and I'm sure the rest will understand. You're only going for a couple of days, you know?
Because
otherwise, look, you're going to make yourself crazy.
I already am.
And you won't even enjoy yourself, so why do it?
I know.
It's crazy to go for 2 days.
I think I'm not even going to tell people that I'm going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awful.
It's crazy to go back home for 2 days.
I have one friend I want to see, and that's the person I'm staying with. And then I want to see my dog. And I've already made plans to have her with me for the whole time. For the 2.5 days. My little Taco Bella. Oh, she's so cute. Little dirty little pussy-looking dog. I swear to God, the original owner of that dog.
This Chihuahua's a cute man.
Go see your fucking movie, Sam.
Yeah.
Chihuahua.
It's not out yet. They must have postponed it.
Because no one wants to see it except for you.
I love Chihuahuas. What can I say?
Did that movie ever download?
The video? Yeah, let's play and see.
You've heard the old saying, a dog is a man's best friend. But for a frisky young German shepherd by the name of Buddy and his human pal Joe Stalnacker, the mere title of best friends doesn't really seem to tell the tale.
He's the most amazing dog that I've ever had the pleasure of knowing.
And that certainly is more than just boastful talk from a proud owner. 10 years ago, Joe, while serving in the military, suffered a serious brain injury that left him prone to debilitating and potentially fatal seizures. But then about a year and a half ago, he got himself Buddy, personally training the dog to call 911 in cases of emergency.
If I have a seizure, he will grab the phone and try to bring it to me. And I have all the numbers programmed so that as he bites down on it, it dials the police department.
He bites the phone? Is that how he actually pushes the buttons?
Yeah. He puts it in his mouth to try to bring it to me.
And Buddy called into action this past Wednesday morning when Joe suffered a serious seizure, and Buddy made this actual call to 911.
911, what is your emergency?
It's incredible, the training that he's gone through.
You're impressed?
Yeah, very. Very impressed.
Scottsdale dispatcher Chris Trott taking the canine's call and sensing the problem, sending help immediately.
First time you've ever had a 911 call from a dog?
Yes. Yeah, and it was interesting. The entire room was amazed. There was dispatchers that had been there for quite some time, years, 20, 22 years.
Yeah, okay. So you see?
Oh, that's I have
it's
chills
surreal.
All over. That's amazing.
I know, and the dog is so cute. It's a German Shepherd.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a trained dog. I mean, he's got this thing that, you know how when blind people have their dogs, senile dogs, right, they put like something on them, like so you'll know they're special dogs. No, not a harness, but something that says something, like, I don't know, like a little banner or something.
Like a sticky note.
Okay, well, fuck it. I haven't seen one in a long time. It shows.
Have you ever seen a blind skier? I'm being dead serious. Have you ever seen a blind skier?
No, I have not.
It's the scariest looking thing you've ever seen. And they've got someone like skiing next to them, like telling them, like, look out, there's a tree straight ahead.
Oh,
or
God.
Look out, there's a skier right in front of you. Or watch out for that pole. But it's the funniest fucking, I mean, not funny, but it's amazing to watch.
Yeah.
And especially when there's like zero visibility up there and all of a sudden you see the blind skier and they're always wearing orange. They come like flying down the hill. And you're just like, That for some reason just seems very wrong to me.
Wow.
It's like I'm all for, you know, equal opportunity of having people that are disabled get out there and do these things, but
yeah.
Jesus.
I know. You know what? Did you hear about a Friday about this train crash in Chatsworth?
No. Where's Chatsworth?
Yeah. Chatsworth is in the valley, like all the way at the end of the West Valley, northwest corner. If you take the 118.
Where the hell is that?
Yeah, you see, you're totally on the other side of town. But no, there was a collision, and two trains like ran into each other head on.
No way.
Yeah, there was like, and there's only, okay, about less than 10 people dead. When you think of a crash like this, you know, you'd expect hundreds of people to die. I mean, just think, you're going 60 miles an hour, and then you're hitting not only a wall, but a wall that's moving towards you at 60 miles an hour.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
God, that's such a nightmare. Oh, I feel
so that's
bad
like
for
running into a wall.
Family.
Yeah. So that's like running into a wall at 120 miles an hour, and you just like from 120 to zero. I mean, how does anybody survive that?
Oh my gosh.
You know, and there's no seat belts and stuff.
How do things like this happen?
I don't know, but you know, somebody either was drunk or whatever, or not really paying attention. But check this out. The headline says, "Train collision probe to examine text messages." There, the investigators, it's federal investigators too, said Sunday they planned to get the cell phone records of two teenagers and the engineer of a commuter train to determine whether text messages played a part in the collision. Killed 25 people. I was wrong. 25 people died.
What the hell would the teenagers' text messages have to do with anything?
I don't know. More than 130 people were injured, but...
how many people were on the trains? Does it say or no?
How many people are on the train?
Is this an above-ground train or like a subway or...?
No, this was above ground. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is the train that brings people really from that side of town to downtown and stuff.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
What a nightmare.
I know, it really is. So they closed like Topanga Canyon Road and stuff there. It doesn't say how many people were on. It just says 25 died and 130 were injured. Wow.
Growing up, when I was little, my mom and I used to take the Hudson train from upstate New York down to the city to go do commercials and stuff every day. Mm-hmm. And then whenever my mom and I would watch Amtrak go by, like, you know, Amtrak goes by fast.
Yeah.
Very, very, very fast. My mother always called it Am Smash because it always had so many accidents, like, all over the country. And just, they were constantly being derailed and all kinds of freaky things would always happen.
Yeah.
But what a nightmare.
I know. Well, apparently they're saying that Metrolink... thinks the engineer failed to heed a stop signal. So, yeah.
Oy vey.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he died in the crash.
The engineer?
Wow, yeah.
Well, he was probably up front.
Oh, yeah. Scary stuff,
anymore.
Huh?
I'll stay in my own car.
Yeah. you know what movie I got over the weekend? I didn't get to watch it yet, but Mr. Brooks, have you heard of that movie? With Kevin,
yes.
Kevin Costner.
I did hear about that. And doesn't he have like a whole, like two different, he's a split, kind of split personality,
I
or two
think
different
so,
lives,
yeah. He's
dual
like,
life.
Yeah, like psychotic murderer or something, I think.
But
right?
Yet he's like the man of the year and like everyone loves him.
Yeah.
That's like the face he usually
You see,
shows.
I didn't even know that much about it. I just know that everybody I talk to says it's a great movie, you got to see it. So, but I mean, I don't have time to watch, and but I want to watch it. But then again... I'm going to have to watch it alone.
Aww.
I feel so alone.
Oh, Sam.
No, I really do. It's like so lonely in the apartment, you know?
Get a goldfish. Do you want to borrow two of my cats while I'm gone for the weekend?
Thanks, but no thanks. I'll
really?
Pass.
Really? No, yeah. Really. I need someone to take care of them.
I'll pass. You know, when my kids got a cat against my will, I had to actually go on allergy medication on a daily basis. Those Claritins, I had to have it prescribed, and I took one every day. Just because, and I've never been allergic to anything, but when I had to live with them in the house, forget about it. Couldn't breathe, you know? So don't talk to me about cats, okay?
All right, I'm sorry.
Fuck animals. I mean, I love animals to death, but
so long as they're everyone else's.
Exactly. I don't want dog hair. I don't want saliva. I don't want any of that shit.
You don't want saliva? Yeah. Oh, my God. How do you make out with your wife?
I don't want dog saliva.
Good point.
Yeah. So you think you actually will move before you leave for Boston?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. I can't decide. I'm so overwhelmed. I really am.
Yeah. Well, you know how you what you have to do is mentally or on a piece of paper.
And I had a friend
do the pros and cons.
Well, I had a friend that was going to help me move too, and then he went and broke his wrist this weekend.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Yeah.
So I know you're out there listening. Grr, why'd you have to go and break your wrist right now?
Yeah. I'd offer to come and help, but I'm too lazy. So
that's okay.
Offering.
It's okay. I need motivated, strapping young gentlemen.
Yeah. I mean, I won't even fucking do the laundry. You think I'm going to actually... And I hate moving. Isn't that like the worst thing?
I hate moving too.
Yeah. It's like having to put everything you own in fucking boxes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then having to make decisions what you'll do with all the small stuff. You know, am I keeping it? Am I throwing it away? Blah, blah, blah.
I know. I think I thought I was going to have like a garage sale and everything for shit. But I'm too lazy to have a garage sale. You know, the money you're going to bring in is going to be so minuscule. I think I'm just going to...
It really isn't, though.
Really?
Susie, some people make a couple a couple hundred bucks easily.
Really?
Yeah. It depends how much stuff you have, of course.
I have a lot of stuff.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, don't do it. I mean, don't just... What are you going to do with it? Just keep it? Sell it.
Well, I was just going to donate it to Goodwill.
No, sell it.
Really?
Whatever you have left, give to Goodwill, you know? But why not make a couple a couple hundred bucks? Even if you make $100, it's worth it. I mean, all you have to do is take the stuff outside and people are going to stop by. You like talking to people anyway, so it won't be boring.
Good point.
Make
okay,
some money.
So I'll come home from Boston on Saturday night. I'll do Crank Mob. Then I'll have like 2 hours of sleep. I'll do my garage sale on Sunday. And then I'm working at the Emmys on Sunday afternoon.
I see. Would you want to do it? So why don't you wait another weekend and do it like Saturday, Sunday or something?
Because then it's
case.
Approaching October. I'm trying to get out of this one apartment. Yeah. Like yeah. Soon. Like now.
Well, no. So move everything except what you're going to sell. Eh, whatever. Whatever.
I need an assistant.
Yes. To take care of all your stuff. An executive assistant for Susie.
Yes. Any interns out there that want to get some experience. Unpaid, free coffee.
Yeah. And no radio experience either.
No radio experience required,
they'll
yes.
get a Franz experience. They'll
a
get
Franzia.
That.
Franzia. No, they'll just get a rash from that.
Oh, man. Anyway.
I think it's time for us to go home.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are we out of things to say?
I think I'm out of things to say
You're
today.
Tired, huh?
I'm not tired. I'm just freaking out.
Yeah, are you really?
Yeah.
Overwhelmed?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No, I can see the stress in your face now. Yeah. Now you're not smiling a full smile anymore.
you're getting my half smile, the little lip in the corner. The,
Yeah.
Well, no, just the school thing on top of everything else right now.
Yeah,
you know,
I've got
this biology test today that I tried to study for last night.
Maybe
when I came
it was
home.
Not a good idea for you to go out of town. It's probably not the best time. You got too much shit going on, you know?
No, but, it is a good time for me to go out of town.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if I stayed in town, I wouldn't get anything done anyway.
Mm.
So this is just giving me a little bit more of a deadline and pressuring me into doing things.
Oh, okay.
Because if I stayed in
Sounds
town...
Sounds like procrastinating to me. But
I do procrastinate.
Do you?
I wait until the very last second to get things done, but then I force myself. I have no other time left to get something
done. Yeah,
because
you have no choice, exactly.
I have no choice.
I do that, too.
No way, really.
Quite a bit.
Not you.
Are you going to keep giving me a hard time? What is this?
I'm sorry, I can't
What
help
is
it.
This? Okay, well, we're going to wrap up the show, then. We can leave 5 minutes early, right?
Yes.
Because I'm dying to pee. That's one thing. Another, I just wanted to tell you, though, that I realized today what I did is I prepared the station last night. So I went to sleep super late, but I got to sleep another about 45 minutes or get up 45 minutes later than I do.
Well, that's
so
nice.
So it's not like I got more sleep, but I just got up later. I'm not tired.
Isn't that interesting?
So, and I've realized this some time ago. It doesn't matter what time you go to bed. What matters is what time you get up.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Would agree with
and
that.
And if you get up like right in the middle of a deep sleep, you're going to be tired all the time, you know? But if you stay another hour or something and the cycle of that sleep ends, you know, then you're fine.
You just need to get some good old-fashioned REM sleep.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and do this routine now, and we'll see if that works.
Good.
So do everything.
You definitely had
night.
A little bit more pep in your step this morning.
Did I?
Yes.
Well, cool.
Yes.
I'd like to know that, man. Anyway, so let's wrap up and
we'll do
let's
show
summarize.
Remotely on Friday.
Yeah. Let's plan on this for all of you who love to listen to us.
Mm.
Okay, we'll put some of best of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday we'll definitely be here 9 o'clock in the morning because we're not missing out on the interview with Mr. Andy Taylor from Duran Duran. That's going to be here Friday, at about, well, at 9 o'clock the show will start. And Susie's going to be in Boston. I will be in Austin, Texas. And Andy's going to be in New York. You guys will be in L.A. and all over the world. And we'll all be here together.
That'll be perfect.
Yes. Stay tuned, of course. Alan Cardoza coming up next with Answers for the Family. At noon, we have TJ. Very funny. Did you enjoy seeing TJ at the party?
I love TJ. I really
do. He's really cool, huh?
He just makes me smile.
He was really funny. So he's coming on from noon to 2. Then we have the Damage Report with Johnny Dam and Jody Miller at 2 to 4. We've got other great shows, of course. I'm not going to recite all of them. But, of course, catch our newest show, Sex Stand-Up. It's like I need to think of the name first because it's so long. Sex Stand-Up and Rock and Roll Radio. And that's at 9 to 11 every night here on LA Talk Radio.
Why don't we just call it SSRR?
Is that what it is? Oh, just call it sex, you know? I mean, what the hell?
That works
It tells
too.
The whole story. So, all right. Well, Susie, have a great day. Go get yourself some rest.
No rest.
No rest today?
No. I can sleep next week.
So you got to study for the test for tomorrow?
Yes, yes.
Right? Okay. Well, go study hard.
No, the test is today.
The test is today. Monday, yes. Wednesdays is
at
when
you
go.
At 6:30 at night.
Exactly. Okay. So stay tuned for the rest of the show. The rest of the day, that is.
Yes.
See, I don't want to go. I just don't want to go. I have so much fun here. So, okay, so great trip to both of us.
Yes, yes.
Okay, bon
Travel
voyage.
Safely.
Yes. And we'll be back with a lot of exciting stories, I'm sure, next Monday. But do tune in for a special edition on Friday, and we'll see you here Friday.